The smell hit him first. It wasn't perfume, not exactly. It was different. Too sweet, too new. The kind of scent that didn't belong in their house, in her hair, in his kitchen. It lingered in the air like a question no one wanted to answer. Evan stood in the doorway, keys in hand, gaze sweeping over the small, ordinary room that suddenly felt foreign. The light above the sink hummed, flickering. The white marble countertop was clean, too clean. His favorite mug turned upside down to dry, her phone face down beside it. He felt it before he knew it. That ripple in the air, the way a dog senses a coming storm. His stomach tightened, his breath shallow. The world pressed in around him. "Lena," he called out. His own voice startled him. It was too loud, too human. No answer. Evan moved through their house slowly, every sense scanning. The soft creak of the floorboards, the cherry blossom scent of her shampoo, the faint scent of an unfamiliar cologne. Light spilled out of their bedroom door, half closed, in a thin, accusing line. Evan's heart began to beat faster, a dreadful, foreboding sense warning him not to go any further. He pushed the door open. She looked up at him. In that one glance, everything he feared became real. Evan didn't shout, didn't break, didn't say her name, even as the memory of it lingered on his lips. He just stood there, listening. The sound of his own heartbeat, the hum of the air conditioner, and the soft click of her swallow as she tried to form words. His whole body felt like a microphone turned too high. Every noise stabbed through him. "Evan," she whispered. The way she said his name sounded like an apology. He wanted to ask who, why, and how. Instead, he reached for the glass of water on the dresser and was startled by the reflection of his own eyes in it, hollow, tired, older than he felt. The glass slipped, hit the floor, shattered. He watched the pieces scatter, clear, sharp, everywhere. Her breath hitched. He heard every drop of water dripping off the shards, every click of glass rolling against tile. It wasn't anger that filled him. Rather, it was quite the opposite. It was the kind of stillness that comes after a bomb explodes, destroying everything. "I didn't mean to," she said. Evan almost laughed. He knelt slowly, carefully, picking up one piece of glass between his fingers. The edge nicked his skin, a clean, thin cut that stung. He stared at it, at the bead of red forming, bright against his pale hand.